This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT marks significant academic achievement, and umkhandlu uchaza kabanzi ngendle egeleza edolobheni. The time is 9 o'clock. Good morning. Mangosuthu University of Technology is proud to announce a significant academic achievement following the publication of a special issue of the African Journal of Higher Education Community Engagement. The issue, published in November, showcases the research and engagement scholarship stemming from the inaugural engagement conference hosted by MUT in late 2025. Professor Mncedisi Maphalala, Deputy Vice-Chancellor of Research, Innovation and Engagement, formally congratulated the Center for Community Engagement and Development and its director, Professor Busisiwe Nkonki Mandleni, for their leadership in spearheading this initiative. The achievement has resonated beyond MUT, receiving praise from peers such as T. Lelaka of Wits University, who lauded the work as a beautiful achievement and expressed a keen interest in future collaborative contributions. The success of both the 2025 engagement conference and the subsequent publication reflects the growing strength of MUT's research, innovation and engagement ecosystem. In other news, umkhandlu weTheku wenabe kabanzi ngembangela yokugeleza kwenyumbathi edolobha kanjalo nokuvalo kwamabhishi esithangamini sezindaba eCity Hall izolo. Ngemeneja womkhandlu Mnumzane Musa Mpele uqale ngokuxolisa ngomonakalo odalekile kwizakhamuzi zaseThekwini, osomabhizinisi, abagibeli kanjalo nezivakashi, wathi ukugeleza kwendle ukuqhubeka nokubonakala emgwaqeni uMargaret Mncadi Avenue kuqalwe ukuhlelwa ukuhluleka kwezobuchwepheshe kwiphampu iMahatma Gandhi Pump Station. Uthe imbangela yokwehluleka kwezobuchwepheshe kule pampu kudalwe ukuthi ukungasebenzi kwezingxenye zayo ezisebenza ngogesi phakathi kokunye. Uthe kwenzeka kwesehlakalo kugqamise isidingo sokuthi ibukisiswe eyokwenziwa kangcono kwingqalasizinda esiphehlini iMahatma Gandhi Pump Station. And finally, Zixbantwini launches foundation to empower youth and women in South Africa. Zixbantwini has officially launched the Zixbantwini Foundation, a new initiative aimed at creating opportunities for young people and women in South Africa. The award-winning musician described the foundation as deeply personal and said it reflects his commitment to mentorship, access, and creating opportunities for the next generation. He said that the foundation is deeply personal to him. It represents a long-standing commitment to creating access, mentorship, and real opportunities for the next generation, especially youth and women in South Africa. The launch brought together figures from government, business, entertainment, sports, and the arts. Among those in attendance were Panyaza Lesufi, Gayton McKenzie, Tibo Touch, music duo Liquideb, and Bantwini's wife Nandi Madida. Bantwini thanked supporters for attending the launch and backing his vision. He also expressed gratitude to his team, board members, and supporters who helped bring the event together. New money markets this morning. West Texas Intermediate crude oil is currently trading at $103.0 per barrel. Gold is trading at $4.500 per ounce, a decrease of 0.88%. Platinum spot is up by 1.00%, trading at $1.971 per troy ounce. The dollar is currently 16.69 rand with a 0.14 decrease, while the euro is at 19.39 rand with a 0.126% change since yesterday. Now to recap your top stories this hour. MET marks significant academic achievements and umkhandlu uchaza kabanzi ngendle egeleza edolobheni. I will be back at 9:30 with the news headlines for MET Radio News. I am Ncedisi Ngubane.
This is an MET Radio podcast.